Amen. Are you happy? If you're not, I'll come down there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm okay. The Lord's just changing some things this morning. So how would you like to have to preach and get a different word? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Let's see what we're preaching on today. Winning at life. Okay. Well, that gives me a clue. Hallelujah. I just want to come down there and sit with you guys. Praise the Lord. Get some joy this morning. Glory. Any of you feel like running around the church? Go ahead. Hallelujah. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but amen. I feel good. I feel good, na 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 na. Like I knew that I would now. Well, Richie, I don't know what's wrong with me today. Thank you, Jesus. Winning. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's start out with Numbers chapter 14 and go from there today. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Verse 24. But my servant Caleb had a different attitude. A different attitude. Now, a lot of times we talk about Joshua and Caleb because, you know, the 12 spies that went over, they came back with a positive report. The Bible has a lot to do, says about our words. Jesus had some comments about our words, what we say. We'll be held accountable for every idle word, non-productive word that we speak. How many of you know that we speak too many unproductive words? Huh? One translation says jesting, goofing off, all this kind of stuff. None of us are guilty of that, are we? We could have a repentance service right now. Hallelujah. But words have a very important place in our life. And so Joshua and Caleb came back from the promised land looking at it with positive confession. With a positive word. Amen? Amen? Now I could speak on confession today. That's part of our DNA here. We have what we say, Mark 11, 23 and 24. That's inbred in many of us. We've heard that. The spirit of faith is believing and speaking. And that's actually what Joshua and Caleb did. They operated in the spirit of faith, not knowing it. Because they'd heard the word of the Lord, I will give you this land. The Bible says you are healed. The Bible says that he'll supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Jesus said, I leave you peace. Glory to God. There's all kinds of promises, that, and we read that over and over. Every promise in the book is mine, every chapter, every verse, every line, every part of us. So it's not that we have not heard, but we're not speaking it. The difference with Joshua and Caleb is, since they had a different attitude, a different spirit about them, is that they refused to say what the other 10 spies said. There are giants in the land. But the doctor hath said. The banker hath said. My mother-in-law hath said. Come on. Hallelujah. And so it's easy, because of our human makeup, to always go to the negative side. If we're not filled with something else, amen, we're not filled with the promises of God. That's why a lot of Christians aren't living in victory, because they are not filled with the promises of God. They're ruled by their senses. They're ruled by what they hear, what they see, what they have been brought up to know in their flesh. And what society had, all the garbage that we've learned through our upbringing and whatever. But see, we can change. And the Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. So there is a growing that we have to go through to win in life. See, the 10 spies were not winners because they were saying what they knew to be true, but yet Joshua and Caleb, they said what God had said, and guess what? What God says supersedes what man says. Hallelujah. Let me say that. God's word supersedes what any counselor has ever told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I talked to a lady over in the Brockton church, and she was having financial difficulties, so she went to a debt counselor, and the first thing that they wanted her to do is stop giving. Stop tithing. Well, you're wasting your money. You got to put that money that you're giving to the church, to that preacher. Come on now. And start working on paying off your debt. So she came to me one Sunday night after church and said, Pastor, I'm going to a credit counselor and they're counseling me not to give my tithe and offering anymore. And I said, shut up. No, I didn't say that. And slap that counselor, amen? Glory to God. I want the windows of heaven open over me. If I'm in deep debt and poverty, I'm going to believe God's word over anybody else's word. Hallelujah. And let me say this to some of you that have heard about tithing, maybe you're afraid to get into tithing, or you're just not confident, you don't have the revelation of tithing. It is a test of your obedience to the Lord. And sometimes when you begin to tithe, the devil always shows up. Remember what Mark chapter 4 talks about. It says, soon as the seed is sown, immediately, and a lot of us can contest to this, who are tithers, who are genuine. We don't tithe on, you know, we tithe on the gross. We tithe before the government gets any. It's increase. Amen. And so we started doing that, and I just, it doesn't matter. Somebody needs this morning. I'm going totally different. I don't even have any notes for this stuff. Praise God. See, what happens is that the enemy will, whether it's in your physical or material or whatever, he will come immediately once you catch on to the promises of God. See, Joshua and Caleb, they had caught the promises of God, and nothing was going to change their mind because it was embedded in them from hearing the word of God from Moses. Hallelujah. So when the church started speaking negative, you know, the 10 spies and then the rest of the congregation, you know, got with them. No, we can't do that. They had grasshopper mentality. We can't go and possess the land. And Joshua came, no! We're going to go up. We can go up today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's nothing. God's already promised us that land. Amen. God's already promised us to supply all our needs. God's already promised to heal us. God has already said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out you a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it. So stop playing around with the word of God and do it. The Bible says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because if you're hearers and hearers only, you deceive yourself. That's why a lot of people are deceived, sitting in church. If you wholly believe the word of God, if you're going to win, in your Christian walk, you're going to obey and do everything that God says in His Word without any thinking about it. You're just going to do it. God, you said it. I believe it, and I'm going to do it. That settles it. Amen? Hallelujah. It says here, number two, it says he had a different attitude, and he says he has remained loyal to me. He's remained loyal. We need to be loyal to God. God is looking for loyalty. Why are some people blessed like they are and others are? Because they're on and off. In James chapter 1, it says, you know, ask in faith, nothing wavering. For a person that wavers, is dubious, it's like a boat, you know, tossed to and fro by the wind. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. Do you know anybody like that? Don't look at your spouse. Hallelujah. Amen. How are you today? Yesterday you were positive. How are you today? You negative? Bless God. I could say that to the church. How are you this morning? I hope you're better than last week because you were just, you know, you just sat there like a bump on the log. You didn't do anything last week. Bless God. You didn't even open your mouth and sing. You hummed it. Hallelujah. We got to be full in to everything we do. Hey, man, next week we're going to talk about zeal, okay? We got to be zealous for the house of God, for the things of God. We're not coasting in our Christian walk. We're running for the prize. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let's look at Joshua real quick. Let's look at the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And beginning with verse 1, you see that Joshua had some big shoes to wear when Moses passed. It says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Now, again, Joshua was ready to do this 40 years before this. Him and Caleb were ready to cross the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land. Now look at this. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And then it tells you from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now listen to me. I just got a revelation of this just behind the platform this morning. God said, as I was with Moses, all of a sudden in my spirit, as I was with Jesus, I will be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was old covenant. You understand me? As I was with Jesus, God said, I will be with you. That's powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he, in the Amplified Bible, he says, he will not even relax his hold on us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. If you look that scripture up in the Amplified, three times he says that. He's emphatic about it. I will never. God said, as I with Moses, I will be with you. Hallelujah. You need to get a picture of that. Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In fact, Jesus said, the works that I do will you do, and greater works will you do because I go to the Father. Hallelujah. Greater works. Can we get that picture on the inside of just... As I mentioned earlier, Jesus doesn't use his name in heaven. He's the Word. Whew. He gave his name to the church. He gave his delegated authority to use that name to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to take the promised land, to cross the Jordan River, to beat up the giants, to do whatever comes our way. We have authority. Hallelujah. Amen. And Ephesians chapter 2, he says he's raised us up and made us set together with Christ in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Far above all principalities and powers. It's time for the church of Jesus Christ to begin to walk in the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit and understand that this is a type, this is a shadow that God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will be with you, Joshua. And as I was with Jesus, I will be with you. Hallelujah. And you will go out and you will preach the gospel to everywhere, all creation. Hallelujah. And I will watch over my word to perform it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. Now, last week, I think I don't, maybe it was Sunday night I said this. There was a young man that operated in the prophetic, young, probably in his young, early 30s. And he had a question about the Word of Faith movement, which we are a part of. I don't want to say the movement, but I'm proud of it. Hallelujah. Dad Hagen, Kenneth E. Hagen. And listen, if you're tempted to go on YouTube and listen to all the negative junk about the preachers, about the generals, come on now. They will take out little nuggets of things and cause them to look like they're preaching heresies. Or they'll talk about their millions and millions of dollars and the houses they live in. They read the Bible. I remember talking to somebody last year that came to visit the church with somebody else, and they were saying, well, don't you know that the Bible says that Christians should not have anything, that they should be poor? I should have called Alex over, but I didn't. She went to school in an atmosphere like that that didn't believe in prosperity, healing like we do, and the speaking in tongues and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We're full gospel here. I don't apologize for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cast out demons here if somebody comes in. Praise the Lord. Be strong. Be strong. There are those out there that will try to get you and persuade you another way. Do not listen to that stuff. Do not listen to that stuff. Because, I mean, these things come up. I mean, if you listen to a good teaching by one of our generals, amen, on YouTube, well, guess what's going to come up next? Something negative about that preacher. Don't click it. Don't allow seed to be sown in your heart against any man. I don't judge any preacher. God's taught me, I don't, you know, that's between them and God. Now, I'm not going to allow them to come into this church and preach something like that. But it's not my business to judge. I'm the shepherd over this flock. But Jesus is the chief shepherd over his flock, the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, it says be strong. Are you strong? Yes. Be of good courage. You're going to have to take your possession in the promised land. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. For unto this people you will divide for an inheritance in the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. He swore. How many of you know he swore promises to you and I? He's not a man that he should lie. Glory to God. Integrity of the word. I've shared those scriptures before. Only be strong and very courageous. Do you know the Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion? So I'll turn to the person next to you and roar. Come on. Roar! Say, I'm bold. Come on, you guys have poor roars. Roar! The Bible says the devil goes around as a kitty cat. Lord. I used a picture of that. I wish I could have found it because one time I was preaching on that, I put up a picture of a lion with his teeth missing. Amen. That's what Jesus did. Glory to God. He yanked his teeth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember the Rudolph and the Abominable Snowman? Toothless lion doesn't hurt you. They can roar, but they cannot harm you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So be very strong and courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Now, you know, we've talked about this. We are not... You say, Pastor, you don't obey the Ten Commandments. Well, listen, if you walk in the law of love, you don't have to worry about the Ten Commandments. Come on now. Because you're not going to lie. You're not going to commit adultery. You're not going to steal, cheat, and any murder. Amen. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the new commandment. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's look at verse 8. How many of you know this portion of the scripture? It's good to remind us of this. This is how Joshua was going to be able to lead the children of Israel and go through and obtain the promises of God. And we are going to have to do the same thing. This will give us the attitude that we need to possess the land that the Lord has given us. Amen. This book of the law, in other words, I would like to say the promises of God, the book, the Bible, shall not depart from your mouth. That's strong right there. Shall not depart from your mouth. But you will meditate therein at lunchtime. When you have time, during commercials on your TV show. Amen. Meditate thereon or therein day and night that you may observe to do them. Okay? Meditate so you can observe to do them. That's powerful. Now, if we as disciples of Jesus Christ would just do that part, meditate so we could observe to do them, we would grow up in the things of God almost overnight. Hallelujah. I had a young man that came in, it's been a long time since I shared this, in Arizona. I had just gotten there to become an assistant pastor. And this was during the Jesus movement, Jesus people movement. There was a revival. Young people were coming in teens, early 20s, the hippies, and so on and so forth. And I had just gotten there. I had been there a couple months. And we had what we called an upper room. We were geodesic dome and at two floors in the educational building. So we had a little youth area upstairs. And we would have a Bible study up there on, I think it was Thursday nights or Friday nights or something. And this young fellow came in, long hair, beard, flip-flops, you know, the hippie type of a young man. And actually, he was the same age as I am. And so, totally from the different, you know, different parts of society. But he came in, and our young people were on fire for God during that time. And Pastor Judy got saved during the end of that. The Jesus people, charismatic, just powerful. She got radically saved. But this young man came in, and we would, as young people, we'd put people that would come in, and maybe we need to try this at church. We'd put them in a hot seat. We'd put a chair up front, and we'd make them sit down, and then all of the young people would gather around and lay hands on them and pray for them until they got saved. I mean, they were cornered. They couldn't get out. Hallelujah. But he got radically saved that night and baptized with the Holy Spirit, spoke in other tongues. Year later, he was teaching Bible school in adult Wednesday night. 1 year. He got one of those big Thompson chain, loose leaf Bibles, and he would be up every morning before he went to work in the Word of God. He was the type of person that did what Joshua was told to do, meditated in the Word day and night. Amen. Yeah, he was my best man at the wedding. But we would go out. We were invited to go to the Catholic Church, charismatic now, there in Lake Havasu City. So him and I went literally out to the desert. I mean, we drove our car out to the desert. We slept out there all night long. We fasted. And that's when the Catholics were getting baptized with the Holy Spirit. And they were hungry. Amen. And so the next day, we went to the Catholic Church in the prayer meeting, and many of those people got baptized with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But I wanted to say all of that because he did this. He didn't even know this scripture. But see, this was the charge to Joshua, that you will meditate there in day and night, that you can observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then you will make your way prosperous. Now, does it say God will make your way prosperous? No, you will make your way prosperous. God will not do it for you. You will participate in the blessing. You have to tithe for the windows of heaven to be opened over you. Amen. You have to speak the word of God. You have to believe in your heart and speak it with your mouth to obtain the precious promises of God. Hallelujah. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Hallelujah. How many of you want to have good success? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, just quick to get into the part one of this message. Remember, Joshua and Caleb had a different attitude. He was quick to obey. He was quick to obey. One of the first things that he was told to do, that he was going to tell, I'm not going to read this scripture, I'll just kind of go over this to you. I mean, with you. It says that you are to drive out the different nationalities, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, and all the Ites. Amen. And it says that the Ark of the Covenant, and we all know what the Ark of was, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. Now, at this time, the Jordan River was overflowing its banks. Now, this is how bold Joshua was. Amen. He says, now choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one of each tribe, and the priest will carry the ark of the Lord of all of the earth, and as soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream and the river will stand up like a wall. Hallelujah. Now think about that. A river that was overflowing its banks, and now you're the leader. Moses had died. And remember, Joshua was told to meditate in the law of God day and night so he could observe to do all that was written in it. Amen. And so, I mean, the priest had to be pretty strong too, right? They're carrying this ark, and they're looking at the river, and they're just going by what Joshua said. Hallelujah. You know, I could hear somebody complain. I grew up with deacons, and they would complain. Some of you don't get that. Hallelujah. Joshua, are you, Pastor, are you kidding? We can't do that. The water is overflowing. We cannot get into that water. We'll drown. This ark is heavy, man. You kidding me? But Joshua said, go. It'll be okay. Joshua was fearless. Why? Because he'd been with God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He remembered what God had said. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. And Joshua remembered 40 years before, come on now, hallelujah, actually be longer than 40 years, when Moses stretched out his, oh, hallelujah, and the Red Sea parted, and they walked over on dry ground. Glory to God. So Joshua was saying, it's like Elijah and Elisha. Elijah had been carried off in a whirlwind, in a chariot of the Lord. And Elijah was the junior prophet, and Elijah was getting ready to cross this river. And remember, he got the mantle, and he said, well, I don't know if this is going to work or not, but I seen my master Elijah do this, and he took this mantle, and where is the Lord God of Elijah? Smit the water. And he walked over. Amen. Woo, glory to God. We need to be bold like, where is the miracle power of Jesus in this day and age? Where is it, glory to God? We are the generation that's anointed and appointed. Hallelujah. And if God says to take the ark of his presence across that flooded river, hallelujah, we've got to step out by faith and step into that water, hallelujah, and see the miracle. The miracle will not take place until we step out in faith. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're waiting for to see something before you believe it. Amen. Jesus said, you believe that you receive it and then you shall have it. That's faith, and I better be quiet. I'm out of time. Hallelujah. I'm interested to see what the next service is going to be like. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Lord, we love you today. We thank you, Father. Oh, glory that we're a river crossers. Glory to God. That we're going to cross over into the promised land. Amen. Every promise in the book is ours. And we're going to be able to observe to do all therein that is written in the Word of God. And your directions in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. We give you praise this morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. We are winners. We are not losers in the things of God, the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name.